The interim CEO of Springfield Hospital in Springfield, Vermont, said the hospital will likely declare bankruptcy within the next month or so. This comes after the regional medical center lost about $14 million in the last few years. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been closely following this story, and he's here now to catch us up. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Henry.
So how did Springfield Hospital get to this point where they're planning to declare bankruptcy?
Well, news started leaking out late in the fall, early winter, that the hospital was in trouble. The hospital was having trouble paying its bills. There were some meetings where the staff showed up and said that they didn't have faith in the administration. And when the Green Mountain Care Board started looking into it, it became apparent that the hospital was in really tough shape. And as you said, when the dust all settled, they found out that they had lost about $14 million over the past 2 years. Now, after that came to light, there was a shakeup. The CEO and financial director both resigned, and they brought in an interim team from a healthcare systems company down in Tennessee. And they've been kind of sorting through the wreckage ever since. And last night at a public meeting, the interim CEO, Mike Halstead, said that the hospital was likely to declare bankruptcy. They just weren't able to work themselves out of the mess they're in.
Okay. And so you were at this public meeting last night where the interim CEO, Mike Halstead, said they could go into bankruptcy. What was the atmosphere like in that meeting?
There was a lot of concern last night. There were about 40 people there. There were a lot of pointed questions about what was going on, and there were some audible gasps when some of the news came out at just how much money the hospital had lost and continues to lose, and the big news that the hospital would likely be declaring bankruptcy in a month or so.
What comes next for the hospital and for the residents who rely on it for care?
This decision to likely declare bankruptcy is being done in an effort to make sure that Springfield Hospital does not close. So they'll probably go to a bankruptcy court, declare bankruptcy. And they also said last night that the hospital is looking for a bigger healthcare system, presumably Dartmouth-Hitchcock, maybe UVM Medical Center. They didn't go into details on that. But again, at this point, they're hoping to keep the doors open, and that's why they're taking these actions.
Yeah. Finally, Howard, this comes as other rural hospitals in Vermont and all over the country are also facing financial issues, and some are closing in other parts of the country. Why are so many hospitals in rural areas specifically struggling?
It's complicated. There are a lot of factors involved. Medicare and Medicaid payments don't cover the services that are provided, the administrators say. In rural areas in Vermont and across the country, it just really comes down to numbers. And there are fewer people walking through the doors. There are fewer patients. There are fewer customers. And healthcare costs are going up. And there are just not enough people around to keep these places afloat. Across the country, about 100 rural hospitals have closed in the past 10 or 15 years or so. Now, there's a lot of concern when the situation at Springfield came to light. The Green Mountain Care Board looked at how the other hospitals are doing, and more than half the hospitals in Vermont are kind of losing margin. And there's a lot of concern that Springfield is kind of like the canary in the coal mine. So again, they're trying to keep the doors open, and hospitals across Vermont are also looking at their services and what they can do to try to make sure that Vermont does not lose a hospital.
That's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome, Henry.